Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we do have a lot of medical news, but of course we also have a lot of national news. This Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who killed four Marines yesterday. It had happened while I was on, on air yesterday, and we had found out about a shooting in Chattanooga, and unfortunately we had no details except an officer was shot, and no details were revealed until a little bit later in the morning. And unfortunately, it was at a recruitment center in a strip mall where this Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz came in and shot up, shot and killed four Marines. And they're investigating now a trip that he had taken to Jordan. Apparently, he had spent time in Jordan. What you're hearing on the news today are reports from people who knew him or know of him saying, oh, he was a nice guy. Apparently, he was dabbling in some MMA fighting, and his MMA trainer, you know, remembers him years ago as a regular teenager, a little passive. Apparently, he joined the gym, the Chattanooga Fight Factory, after he graduated from Red Bank High School. Jesse Grun and Jeremiah Gruley had reported that he was a nice kid, wasn't really shy, but he wasn't loud. The family was devoutly religious. Apparently, he had to keep his MMA aspirations away from him. Once they found out, they pulled him out of the gym. But overall, he seemed like, quote, a really good kid. He was kind of passive, actually. Since he left the gym, they never saw Abdulaziz, and now investigators are looking into a trip he had made to Jordan, and when actually ISIS, who we believe was behind the attack, got their grips into him. Now, the Defense Department said it will release the names of the other victims later today or tomorrow. The wounded included a Marine Corps recruiter and a police officer. One of the four Marines killed yesterday was identified as Thomas Sullivan, a sergeant and Iraq war veteran. He was also a recipient of the Purple Heart. You know, we're very, very frustrated when we see things like this because, you know, we want to protect our military as well. I mean, you know, to force our military to be in gun-free zones and not being able to be armed is embarrassing, and I think it's a death sentence. And, you know, for this guy to know that they weren't armed, you know, for this, you know, a lot of people are in shock that we have Marines and we have military that aren't armed. I mean, I grew up assuming anybody who was in the military or any police officer carries. They have a weapon. But apparently these gun-free zones prevent many of them from being able to carry. So here we are having unprotected, unarmed military who are putting their lives on the line for us, not being able to protect themselves as well as others. What if they wanted to protect other people in that strip mall area? What if they want to protect citizens? Even though it's a recruitment center, it is still property of the government. It is still representative of the government. And what this has shown is that we can't protect ourselves, which is not the case. We can. It's just with all the rules and regulations and all the politics going on, we unfortunately have another four lives lost. And, you know, what's the psychology behind this? Well, you know, he was a good guy. We never, you know, realized anything was going on. A lot of these sicko, assailant, murderer types are, okay? You hear this all the time. You know, there was a doctor arrested for child porn and having sex with one of his patients in the office, and everybody remembers him to be a nice guy. Remember, people who are looking for their prey are not going to run around waving their arms and being, you know, chaotic, because then they can't find their prey and target them. They're going to be sly. They're going to integrate. They're going to be smooth. Look at James Holmes. James Holmes, I am very, very happy that this verdict finally came. James Holmes has been found guilty of murder, and he may face the death penalty for killing 12 people inside an Aurora, Colorado movie theater. All right, but look at what he did, okay? He tried to assimilate. He's going to the opening of The Dark Knight, so he's all dressed up in costume. He went and purchased tickets. And, you know, he didn't run around chaotically, which is why I'm glad they didn't buy the whole insanity defense, because there was nothing. Yeah, even though his act was insane, he obviously had some sort of sanity to calculate. And same thing with this guy here. All right. What I want to know is where, you know, while everybody is trying to be politically correct, saying, all right, well, we don't want people now stereotyping all Muslims or thinking anybody that goes to Jordan is joining ISIS. So what I want to know is, where are the Muslim Americans, where are the groups helping us fight this? Okay? Yeah, I don't want stereotypes either. I think it's wrong. But, you know, in the Jewish sector of things, whenever a Jew does something stupid, all right, Jews jump on him, all right, and tell him to stop it. Smack him upside the head. Remember when Adam Sandler came out with that movie Jack and Jill? Okay, that was ridiculous. And we're like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, you know, we beat Adam Sandler up vocally for doing something so stupid. All right, this is what I'm expecting from all groups. When you have somebody that unfortunately in the media may inappropriately represent your demographic, you need to group together and you need to show America that you are going to help stop this as well. Who is trying to stop ISIS? Who is trying to stop Islamic Islamic acts like this? Who's getting involved? And we're not seeing that. All right? And it's very frustrating to me. Now we have four Marines dead, and they're still talking about in the news how we need gun-free zones. And that's where these things are. That's where these murders are happening. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so everybody's kind of dancing because it's Friday. Everybody loves Friday. Very, very happy day. Well, there's some research out there looking at when we get drunk. And I guess scientists say that there are four kinds of drunks. So it'll be interesting to see which drunk you are. All right. There are Ernest Hemingway drunk, right? Ernest Hemingway, kind of more relaxed, right? You know, sitting out there, you know, watching the ocean type of thing. The Mary Poppins type of drunk. The Nutty Professor type of drunk. Or the Mr. Hyde drunk. Scientists looked at 187 pairs of undergraduate drinking buddies from a Midwestern university and looked at their sober and intoxicated states. Now, the largest group were the Hemingways. They represented about 42% of the subjects. These subjects reported experiencing the smallest decrease in organizational or intellectual skills, and are drinkers who really tend not to undergo drastic character changes or experience harm. So basically, you're not going to be, you know, the one that gets kicked out of the bar, according to Fox News. Time magazine also reports this as well. And The Guardian, 23% would be called a Mr. or Mrs. Hyde. Since more than half of the subjects who fell into this category were women, they were less responsible, less intellectual, more hostile when they're under the influence of alcohol. One-fifth earned the honor of being labeled the nutty professor, meaning they were more introverted before they drank, and then they became more gregarious, social, and uninhibited afterwards. And then you have the Mary Poppins. All right. They make up 15% of the pool, and they are very agreeable when they drink. They're happy, they're sweet, and they don't cause any trouble. So, what do we really, need to do here? Well, you know, Time Magazine is reporting how maybe this could be something that could be used. It was published in the, Addiction Research and Theory, journal. And maybe it would help, look at how we, if we do have somebody who is, let's say, abusing alcohol, if we figure out their type, maybe we would know how to intervene. Now, Mary Poppins, many of you youthful people are like, who the hell was Mary Poppins? It was a movie back in the 1960s. I think Dick Van Dyke was in there and he was cleaning chimneys. And she was, I think, a nanny that said a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, which is why a lot of people pop their Valium and Xanax with some Coca-Cola. All right? This spoonful of sugar thing really messed us kids up. Because then, you know, everybody blames McDonald's for our obesity issue. I blame Mary Poppins. She's trying to tell us that the only way we could get our medicine in is to add a spoonful of sugar. Well, a spoonful of sugar is pretty much all the sugar we're allowed to have in a day. So if anybody has an issue, if Michelle Obama wants to go to war with, restaurants and these calorie counts, etc., I would probably suggest you kind of have your beef with Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins. Okay, anyway. And I guess Mary Poppins was supposedly sweet. I really wish we could see one of these Disney movies where somebody goes all ape crazy. That's why I think we like Nemo. I think the reason why we like Nemo is because the dad was like, this is flipping ridiculous. Where the hell is my boy? You know, he's yelling at everybody. And the reason why we love Mufasa, right? Because in The Lion King, Mufasa, I mean, he was Mufasa. Then they kill them off. That's the problem. If you're not Disney sweet, you get killed off or you get labeled psychotic. Anyway, then the Nutty Professor. Now, remember the Nutty Professor? Nutty Professor originally was, oh, my gosh, how can I, Jerry, why am I having trouble remembering? He's so, Jerry Lewis. Okay. And, then Eddie Murphy made it more popular. By the way, I love what Eddie Murphy did with the Nutty Professors. So with the Nutty Professor, you're kind of a professor. You're more, you know, that type of personality. You're more subdued. You're more intellectual. And then all of a sudden you're like, you're like, I forget, Buddy Love. And then all of a sudden you're Buddy Love. And then Mr. Hyde, you have, you know, Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Okay? Less responsible, less intellectual. If I have anything to drink, the first thing I do is I get funny. Okay? Now, some of you think I'm funny sober. I'm not. As you can see, my jokes stink. But if I had something to drink, all of a sudden, whatever I say is funny. Now, people laugh, and I don't know if they laugh because the joke is funny or because I have a weird googly eye face making the joke, and that's funny. But I feel like I would probably be one of the best comedians in the world if I got to have some alcohol before I performed. Another thing is I love everybody. It could be my worst enemy. I will come up and give them a hug, kiss them on the cheek, do a selfie, and act like we are best besties. So I don't know where I fall into that, because that's not like me. When I don't drink, if I don't have anything to drink, I'm very rude, I'm very witchy, and I'm like, I don't like you. And I usually insult them. No, you know what? I insult people if I drink also. I guess I'm just Dr. Dahlia on steroids, so to speak, if I have some alcohol. And so I'm louder. I don't know what I am. So maybe that's a new category, Adalia. All right, so what does this mean for you and I? I don't know. But most people don't need a scientific study to figure out where their friends lie. But if you have a friend that is going to get you guys kicked out of a bar or get you guys arrested, because some people get really mean drunk, don't go out with them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, I've been watching this James Holmes trial because I've really wanted to make sure that the jury got it right. And thank God they did. And James Holmes was the, I have to keep it clean. But he was the blank that unfortunately opened up a machine gun, used tear gas, et cetera, on a movie theater of innocent victims watching the showing. Kids were there of The Dark Knight on July 20th, 2012. All right, so luckily, all right, because I have a major issue with people like this, these mass murderers, being set free. And he was found guilty. He faced two counts of first-degree murder for each of the 12 victims, and the jury found him guilty on all 24 counts. Also, he was also found guilty of attempted murder on all of the 140 counts against him for the 70 people wounded in the shooting. Additionally, he was found guilty for one count of possession or control of an explosive or incendiary device. Didn't he also booby trap his house or apartment when the police would come? So that should have also been probably part of this as well. So what does that mean? Okay, well, now we're supposed to hear soon if he is going to get the death penalty. And I've been asked before, how can the religious right, how can doctors, how can anybody be for a quote-unquote death penalty? All right, don't people with religious backgrounds think anybody could be saved, anybody could atone for their sins? Here's the thing. Okay, I can't speak for every religion, all right? All I could speak is as somebody with some common sense. You have somebody that wanted to do harm. They wanted to kill, all right? He even told his doctor that he fantasizes about killing people. You have somebody that has fantasies that is really not congruent with what our society wants. So if you have somebody that wants to hurt others, you need him away. And if a life sentence that allows some opportunity for parole or allows some opportunity for him to be able to get out or even sneak out or break out like El Chapo, all right, and I'm not sure why he's named El Chapo, maybe his butt got chapped as he was trying to crawl through the tunnel, then unfortunately somebody like that has to be put down. I know I'm a doctor, and I was trained to save lives, and I had to save the lives of people who were obviously haters and criminals and bad people. But this person is very, very bad. And I don't see why it's a discussion. You have somebody, eye for an eye. It is in the Bible. You are allowed to execute somebody who is killing other people, innocent people. Okay? He's a threat. Absolutely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Can marijuana help heal bone fractures? And no, you don't stick the doob in the broken bone and let it sit there and smoke. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just dropped my napkin on the floor, so now I got to decide if I could use it or if I could remember which side up to use, because it's my only napkin. And I'm tired of wiping stuff on my clothes. Oh, that's very stressful. I got a napkin on the floor, and I don't know what to do. Well, we'll leave it. We got some good news, okay? Apparently, Tel Aviv Israeli researchers are looking at cannabis and seeing that it could help the healing process of a broken bone. This is some really, really cool stuff. All right. This was published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. If you guys need a real good toilet read, something to sit on the back of your toilet, this is a real good read. Researchers at Tel Aviv University conducted a rat study that showed how the non-psychotropic component of cannabis, or the cannabidiol, CBD, enhance the healing process of the femur just after 8 weeks. Now, mid-femoral fractures are common in older people in trauma, and they can be very, very deadly. And according to lead researcher Yanko Gabet from Tel Aviv University, he says, we found CBD alone to be sufficiently effective in enhancing future healing. There's a lot of marijuana research being done in Israel, because Israelis are just so cool. And one thing that they've been doing, if you've been noticing over the past few years, is they're dissecting out the non-psychotropic component of marijuana, the cannabidiol, and doing experiments on them to see what it could do. And to look at, so a lot of our medical research coming out of what marijuana can do medically is coming from a lot of these researchers in Israel. And so it's no surprise that now they're looking at this with fractures too. Now, cannabis, you know, we call it, you know, marijuana, doof, hashish, etc., has now been used for more and more medicinal, you know, ailments and maladies. But we, you know, never thought that we could use it in acute trauma such as this. Marijuana had been banned in most countries since the 1930s and 1940s because people had found that it was very, very addictive. All right. So what would this mean for you and I? Does this mean that if you are in the trauma center, you're going to be given a dupe? Well, what researchers did was they injected one group of rats with this CBD and another with a combination of CBD and THC, and THC is the psychotropic part of it. After evaluating the administration of THC and CBD together in the rats, findings revealed that the CBD alone provided the necessary therapeutic stimulus. So even when isolated from the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, which is the psychotropic psychoactive component, they found that CBD markedly enhanced the healing process of the rats mid-femoral fractures just after 8 weeks. So they found that it makes bones stronger during healing. It enhances the maturation of the collagenous matrix, which provides the basis for new mineralization of bone tissue. Dr. Gabet says after being treated with CBD, the healed bone will be harder to break in the future. Now, many bones take 6 to 8 weeks. So I don't know so much if that means there was that much of a speed up or if they found that the collagenous matrix was more enhanced and that is why it's stronger. So if that's the true take home message from this, that's pretty cool. All right. But remember, it was an injection. Okay. I think, you know, the idea of inhalatory medical treatment of marijuana, I think we're going to see some obstacles because people inhale and absorb differently depending on their lung function. So a lot of us, especially in the medical communities, are getting excited about how we're starting to see more research on medical marijuana and how we could kind of implement it to try to avoid some of these pharmaceuticals that have side effects. But then on the flip side, you have people out there going, it's about time, I could smoke this, and it's all for health. Not entirely. Alright, I foresee that this huge jump in incorporating marijuana into your medical regimen is going to be in a not very fun form. It's not going to have the THC, it'll probably be a pill or an injection or a suppository, and it, I believe, is going to start to get costly and more costly. Everybody's like, you know, marijuana's cheap. I could get it from my coworker if I basically help them with their file or I take over a shift for them. No, once the pharmaceutical companies get involved, it's not by any means going to be cheap. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing scientists are looking at is the scream. Scream. New York University researchers have tasked themselves with listening to people scream to find out that not all screams are equal. And they have published this study in the journal Current Biology. So, you know, every time I don't get paid by an insurance company because of Obamacare, I'm like, what? Okay, that kind of thing. That's more a yell. Yet if I see a scorpion in my house, which we do a lot, or a spider, I'm like, ah! and then it's really high pitched. You see, it's different. Okay? NYU psychology and neuroscience professor David Papel and his colleagues collected screens from YouTube films and 19 volunteers who decided to scream in a sound booth. The team measured sound properties, volume, people's responses to the screams via brain scans, then compared the data to that of normal speech. They found that screams up the activity of your amygdala. The amygdala is the part of the brain sensitive to information about fear. And so screams are inherently processed as a kind of alarm. But not all screams are equal. You know, I've heard my husband scream. It's funny. It's not high pitch. But like, ah! And it's longer, you know? Yeah, I was naked the other day, and that's what I heard. I was like, oh, boy. Whew, sorry, babe. I'll put the moo-moo back on, please. Lord have mercy, please cover all that up. All right. So they say while normal speech varies in loudness between 4 and 5 hertz, screams range between 30 and 150 hertz. Don't tell me because it hurts. That kind of hurts. How fast that variation occurs is referred to as a sound's roughness. So they say the faster a scream fluctuates at higher rates, the scarier the scream is perceived. This is according to USA Today. Researchers searched for sounds with similar roughness and found only alarms like an ambulance or fire engine sirens come close. I think my alarm on my iPhone is pretty scary. So, I guess they say the sounds are precise, obnoxious, attention-getting. You know, the other thing, too, is I think it's extremely important because it alerts your brethren animals. You know, like, let's say you're out in the wild and there's a woolly mammoth and you scream. You're young, know your scream. Like, my kids know my scream more than other moms. So they know they need to flee. It's very interesting how instinctive. When I start to yell, you see my kids, you know, get all nervous and get ready to bolt. Like, I'll yell at the cat. The boy cat, Shaky Boo, was attacking Mama Snow, little baby girl Snow. And I don't know what, but he was mad at her. I mean, I'm mad at her, too, so I don't really blame him. But, I mean, he looked like he was going to rip her to pieces with his jaws and his claws. So I had to jump in and scream. And you could already see my kids, you know, get ready to, you know, I guess flee or, you know, come to the rescue or whatever. Because, you know, they recognize Mama screaming. They want to help Mama. See? They're my little baby boys until they move out. They better not move out. The research may actually lead to scarier movies or more startling alarms, a researcher tells Discovery. As for why humans scream in the first place, I guess it's because their babies would scream and it would activate parents' amygdala. My amygdala is probably the only thing that's really still rocking. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at rocketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. rocketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yesterday I had the honor of meeting Jeb Bush Jr., his younger son, who has been helping him campaign. I asked him how Grandpa's doing. He's like, you know, Grandpa's doing good. He, you know, should hopefully be out of the hospital soon. It was like, I mean, amazing to be able to sit there and talk to somebody about how Grandpa's doing. And Grandpa was President George H.W. Bush. I kind of got, you know, little goosebumps just talking like that. But Jeb Bush Jr., very, very down to earth. And I'll tell you how, you know, Grandpa's doing. This is, it was incredible. Very, very interesting to see how these campaigns are going. I was honored to meet Governor Scott Walker last week, and then a couple weeks before that, or months before that, Marco Rubio. These guys are trying. I got to admit, and I mean, they know how to strike some good chords. All right. I was at a press conference with Marco Rubio. Of course, I spoke a little Spanish to him. He answered back. Was really, really nice to the press. Really, really respectful because I was there as press. And that was when he did kind of the, you know, the Pawn Stars tour. And, you know, you see how they're trying to appeal to people. I don't know how well Marco Rubio did with Nevadans, per se, on his stance of Yucca Mountain. But still very, very appealing with his campaign. Then Scott Walker comes in. Scott Walker comes to a Harley-Davidson event in Las Vegas, wearing jeans, wearing a Harley-Davidson shirt, talking about his bike, talking about how he uses his coupons at Kohl's, talking about how his grandparents were farmers, and then he's in the crowd taking selfies with us. All right, you know, a lot of political candidates, and I've been, you know, around politics for a while, and I understand the farther we get into the running, they have to have more protection. They have to have, you know, more, they have to have, you know, some barriers because, you know, again, they're taking threats. But here's Scott Walker giving us hugs, getting, you know, just being very hands-on and very personable. And I was like, good job. You got points for that. Now, I meet Jeb Bush Jr. And Jeb Bush Jr., brilliant, very nice, was very humble in terms of his ability to speak Spanish, all right? You know, because his mother was Mexican. His father and mother, I guess Jeb Bush, met his mother in Venezuela. His father, Jeb Bush, who's obviously running for president, Jeb, is fluent in Spanish. So he was able to, because, you know, he looks nothing like Jeb. He looks everything like his mother. And you get to see a different side of a campaign where now we're talking to the sun. And here he is talking to me and then talking to the crowd. So whether it was individually or to the crowd, going, look, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I could bring it back to my dad. And it's like, yeah, can you tell your dad this? I've been to enough of these, you know, ventures, like, you know, can you please tell, you know, the governor that I'd like them to, you know, approach Medicare differently, or I would like to, you know, try to repeal this tax or whatever. But this is like, you know, let me tell my dad. What do you want me to tell my dad? And it was a very, very interesting approach where here you are having a direct access to family. Very, very smart approach. He was very down to earth. He was very well versed in the issues, even knew the local particular issues. But he was also honest about what the campaign was ready to say as a on their platform, and what the campaign was not ready to take a stance on. And it was just a very different approach. I know we've seen family members, you know, do this before, but it was nice. It was nice. And I really give kudos to these candidates who are being very, very, you know, with the people as they are. Now, you know, I have not been to a Hillary Clinton event, so I don't know if she really sits there and talks one-on-one and will do some selfies. I mean, maybe she does. Maybe they all do that. All right? But I do know that the last time I saw Donald Trump campaigning, he was on a stage and you could, you know, yeah, I remember him looking at us, you know, but it was a very, very distant type thing. And, you know, people want to know that the president is somebody they could touch. All right, you know, a real person, somebody who went through what they went through. And mind you, Donald Trump has definitely been making history, saying things that a lot of candidates are afraid to say, making a lot of noise, being able to, you know, get on camera, because many times the media will, you know, put more attention to other candidates. But when you see him dominate the media more than Hillary Clinton, you see where his strengths are. His strengths are getting media attention. All right, which helps in a poll, right? But is it enough? Is it enough? Is it hurting the other candidates? So I have to admit, this election could have been a dud. And I'm finding it very, very fascinating. And so we'll see what happens. How is Grandpa George H.W. Bush doing? From what we understand, he's doing well. He suffered a fracture to his neck bone. It's going to take up to 4 months to heal. Does not appear to need surgery. He is in Maine Medical Center, all right? Me and his grandson were talking about how, you know, maybe he'll be out of the hospital soon, but nothing definitive. We're hoping he can. He has a neck brace, which is keeping the neck immobilized. He did not lose consciousness. From what we understand, he's doing good. There is a neurosurgeon on the case, even though it does not appear he's going to need surgery. And, you know, the neurosurgeon, he looks kind of up there in age also. But you know what? It looks like he has experience. So that's, you know, apparently he, you know, back in World War II, George H.W. Bush had been, I believe, shot down, in the Pacific. And so this, even though it's very, very painful, this is nothing compared to what George H.W. Bush has gone through. So family is very, very positive about that. You know, we'll keep you posted on, you know, we're nervous. A 91-year-old sustaining a neck fracture could be at risk for pneumonia, blood clots, other sorts of infection. So we worry that he's not going to be able to be as mobile as he is. So, sending our prayers. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got some salmonella outbreaks. Chicken, you know, as more of us are now eating chicken and avoiding red meat, we're going to see more and more of these things as people are trying to, I guess, overcompensate and get their meat in. And the CDC and the U.S. Department of Agricultural Food Safety Inspection Service are working with the Minnesota Department of Health to investigate two separate salmonella outbreaks. It has sickened 7 people in 3 states, and it's salmonella enteritis, 5 in Minnesota, 1 in Oklahoma, and 1 in Wisconsin, 2 have been hospitalized. So Barber Foods recalled 1.7 million pounds of frozen, raw, and stuffed chicken products. It's an expansion of the first recall issued on July 2nd. And the recalled items have to do with items from February 17th to May 20th of this year. I don't know if I would have frozen chicken all the way back from February 17th, but that's just me. So if you guys start to feel any diarrhea, if you feel cramps, if you feel fever, sometimes if you get a rash, that could be a sign of you being exposed to an enteritis pathogen such as salmonella. Illness lasts about 4 to 7 days. Most people don't need treatment. They poop it out. But some people do need antibiotics. Infants, those who are elderly, those with compromised immune systems, they are definitely more at risk for severe infections. Make sure you cook your poultry, your ground beef, your eggs thoroughly. It's in ground beef too, people. Health officials recommend an internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground beef and 165 degrees for poultry. They also advise against consuming raw eggs or raw or unpasteurized milk. So the whole Rocky thing where you cracked a bunch of eggs into a cup and drank it all, bad move. Raw meat and poultry need to be refrigerated within 2 hours after purchase or 1 hour after cooking. And don't forget to hand wash. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural's.